The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Today we listen to the speech of Hujjatul Islam Salim Yusuf Ali.
That sometimes in modern society, parents who are really keen on their children succeeding and making it big, what do? Right? When their child gets, as soon as they get old enough, they say that, okay, you have to go to school, but as much as possible, I am going to occupy your time with different activities, clubs, extracurricular, tutoring, this thing, that thing. Why? Because I need you to be somebody who's successful. And I don't know how it is here, but I'm speaking from, you know, back home, where sometimes parents can be super, super, like, you know, just extremely obsessed with having their children become academically, like, just super, super men and super women. They end up spending only a handful of minutes with their children. And most of those minutes are when they are shuttling them around from one place to another place. And the question is that what is modern society doing to us? It's telling us that instead of building those bonds, spending quality time together, developing emotionally stable children, instead, as soon as you can, you outsource everything to everyone else. Ignoring the fact that it's in the home that you develop a true human being. Right? This is something which is of great concern. But sister, I want to share with you this one hadith that we have from Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam. This hadith is like one of those hadith, you know, my teachers would sometimes say this. They say that sometimes you come across ayat of the Quran or hadith from the Ahl Bayt alayhi salam that they're so incredible. Everything's a light, everything's brilliant, everything's beautiful. But these are so beautiful and brilliant that if you could, you should take gold and write it in gold. So when it comes to families in particular, this hadith is something which I feel is so critical and essential. What does Imam alayhi salam said? He says, "Man hasuna khulquhu kathura muhibbuhu wa anisatin nufusu bihi." Okay, the wisdom in this tradition, I'm telling you, I just, like, subhanAllah, when I think about it, and I think about all the cases that we see in our school, you know, in the children of our community back home, in the school back home, when I see the youth, when I see families coming and saying we're having problems, I'm like, just let's go talk about this hadith, let's learn about it. What does the Imam say? He says that whoever has good akhlaq, okay, what does that mean? It means that whoever demonstrates love, compassion, care, respect, respecting the dignity of that person that they're dealing with, kathura muhibbuhu, meaning that those who love him are going to increase, number one. Number two, and that the souls will find comfort with that person. What is the Imam alayhi salam telling us? He's saying that there's something really crucial here, brothers and sisters. He's saying that if you want to have a successful family, that family has to be one in which the souls are connected with one another. That connection doesn't come about by just being in one place or showering them with wealth or, you know, making them academically successful or, you know, success in terms of career oriented. It comes about by spending quality time together. It comes about by building that relationship. It comes about by going against this trend towards individualism in the society. So practically speaking, how can we put this together? I have advice that I like to give, humble advice. One advice for my fathers, one advice for the mothers, and one advice for the children. Inshallah, that covers everyone in the audience. Inshallah, you can help me with the salawat ala Muhammad wa Muhammad. So to fathers, right? May Allah reward you for everything you do, right? By coming here, by bringing your children, right? Mashallah, may Allah reward you. But there's one thing that I tend to see that I just want to share, that sometimes our fathers are, yes, maybe they're stepping into the role of being a leader, inshallah, which they should be. But sometimes they forget about the importance of being a compassionate leader. Sometimes, you know, the children come up and they complain. They say that our father has complete inability to express emotions with us. He's there to tell us what to do. He's there to set the expectations and to put the rules and to lay the line down and say, you can't cross this. But we can't relate to him on an emotional level. And we have a need of doing so, but we don't know where to go. This is very important. I understand that sometimes it's hard, right? Because we weren't raised that way. But at this time, in this society, when we're seeing what's happening to our youth, the challenges that they're facing, it's so essential. You know, they say that if you want to really meet the emotional needs of your child on a physical level, if you have a child, you should at least hug them 4 times a day. At least 4 times. And if you want to do a bit better job and be a little bit more sure that you're meeting the emotional needs, you should hug them at least 8 times a day. And if you really want to be sure that your emotional needs of your child are being met, at least at a physical level, you should hug them 12 times a day. And for some of us, right, we're like, we struggle to even do it once a day. Sometimes days go by without us having physical contact with our children. And sometimes it's because of taboos and cultural things that, oh, when my child gets to be a certain age, now I have to treat him like a man. And now that he's a man, right, no more hugs anymore. It's going to be handshakes from now on, or fist bumps, right? Not realizing that, no, this son of mine, for example, who might be taller than I am, just because he's tall, he still has needs and still has emotional needs as well. He still needs those hugs as well. As a father, one of the very important things is that if I have a daughter, is that she should know that she is loved and admired by me. Even in hadith, we're told this. Brothers and sisters, you know, sometimes we're so hungry for what's modern and what's new, and we're so willing to just, you know, put an X on everything that's of the past and say that we need to revise and go through modern, and forgetting that there's so much ignorance in the modern era. What does Imam Ridha alayhi salam say? He says that for a man, if he has a female family member who is a mahram and he does good to her, then Allah will do good to him on the Day of Judgment. What does that mean practically? Is that we need to be praising our daughters. We need to be telling them that you are so beautiful, you're precious, you're my princess. Why? Because if we don't do that, then we're going to see the problems when they get the teenage years. When they're like, I need to be loved and admired and appreciated, I'm not getting it at home, so I have to go elsewhere for that. And sometimes they're screaming for attention and nobody's there to give it to them. Just like that child who was crying when they were young. For the mothers, my humble advice to you is that please don't think that being a mother is something which is inferior or something which is not praiseworthy. Your being a mother is something which is such a high rank that we can't even understand. The compassion that you have, the patience that you have, the way that you can take things in and absorb them, the way you can be the peacemaker, these are things which naturally you're endowed with. Don't give them up because of this type of modern paradigm which tells you that if you want to be successful, you have to be a career woman. No, I'm not saying you can't be a career woman, but make sure that your priorities are straight. And finally, for my dear children, please do not cut the branch that you're sitting on.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi. كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.